Right? Yaakov refused to find comfort. And over here in Nachma, he refuses to accept the advice of Yosef. It's really amazing. I mean, I'm sure there's some good drush. There's some good drush on this. Why there twice Yaakov express miun, refusal regarding Yosef. He refused to accept the fact that Yosef was no longer alive. And now again he refuses to accept the advice, the command of Yosef that he should switch hands. He should put the hand of his right hand on Menashe and the left hand on Ephraim. He refused that. Okay, so let's see what it says over here. Vayimoin Aviv, he refused, and he said, Yodati Vini Yodati. A double expression. I know. Gam hu yelom v'gam hu yigdol. He, Menashe, he will be a great nation, and he will be great. V'ulam, however, Achiv HaKoton, his younger brother, Yigdal Mimenu, will be greater than him, and he, V'zaro Yehiyeh Miloy HaGoyim, his seed will be Miloy. Miloy means full. Now look how he translates it over here. Shall be plentiful, enough for nations. What does that mean? Shall be Miloy full, HaGoyim of nations. What does that mean exactly? Let's see. Visarev. That's a great word. Visarev means to refuse. When do we use this word? We use this word today, a siruv, when a person refuses to come to Beis Din. If a person gets a letter from Beis Din, a hazmana ledin Torah. A person gets a summons to come to court for a din Torah, and he doesn't show up. So they send a second letter. And then they send a third letter. If it doesn't come three times, Beis Din issues what's called a siruv, which is a statement that this fellow has refused to come to court, and in essence, he should be put in cherem. No one should have anything to do with him because he refuses to come to court. So we use that word today in the modern world. In the modern world, when the person does not come to court, it's called a siruv. I'm sure in secular court there's something very similar. We had in the news lately where the government issued a summons to certain people regarding January 6th and they did not comply. So when someone does not comply with the court order, they issued a siruv. Okay, in Hebrew it's called a siruv. V'sarev avuhi, his father, va'amar, and he said, Yedana b'ni, v'ri, Yedana, I know, afhu ye la'amo, he'll be a nation, v'afhu yiske, he will be great. Uvram, but Achohi Zira, his younger brother, referring to Ephraim, Yiske Mine will be greater than him, Uvinohi and his children, Yiye Shalitin Be'amamaya. Now notice over here it says the word Shalitin, over here this word does not appear. This is an extra word, it's not what it says in the pasuk. It says Vizaro Yihye Miloy Hagoyim. It seems over here that the Targum is translating the word Miloy to mean rulers. That is not a literal translation. The English translation somehow said will be plentiful. Ye meloy. He translates the two words, plentiful enough. Okay, that's a very interesting translation. I have no idea where he got that from, but that's what it says over here in English. That's not what the Targum says. The Targum says the translation of the word meloy means shalitin, rulers. How did the word meloy turned into a ruler? I don't know. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Yodati ibn Yodati Shu Abuchar. I know he's the firstborn. However, and Gamhu Yem Mala'am, but Gamhu Yigo, Shaasid. Now here is a very interesting Rashi. Rashi makes this maybe is the secret to the Targum. Maybe over here, Rashi over here, we mentioned it many times. Rashi's agenda is Targum. And Rashi sometimes outright dismisses the Targum. Sometimes he accepts the Targum, sometimes he in fact supports the Targum. Here it would appear that Rashi over here is coming over here to support the Targum. I would want to guess, I would say that Rashi, he read what Targum wrote, and he wrote over here, Miloy HaGoyim, and the Targum said, Shalitin, rulers, and that triggered in Rashi that when it says, concerning Menashe, that he will be great, Yigdol, it means will be great in rulership, in leadership. Because the Targum is saying, Vezaro ye miloi hagoyim, and if Rashi is going to accept the word miloi means shalitin, that means that Menashe, the contrast to Ephraim, will also be great with rulers. Rashi, so when it says, Yodat ivri yodat yeshua b'chor, v'gam hu gam hu ye lo'ar, v'gam hu yigdol. It says gam. What's the gam? Gam means in addition to Ephraim. To Ephraim. Now, if Ephraim's greatness is a greatness of Shalitin, and it says about Menashe gam, it means he also will bring forth leaders. Who are the leaders? She'asid Gidoin. Gidoin, Lot says nimenu. One of the Shaftim, he led the Jewish people to fight Muhammad against the Palestinians. So that's the Gam. He also be a leader. Will be greater, and as the Uncle said, it means in leadership. Yeshua will come from Ephraim. He will inherit the land. Vilamed Torah li Yisrael. Now this is a real yeshivish question over here. If you were in yeshiva, I guarantee you, if you were in, let's say, a Haredi yeshiva, and you would have to say about a person that he has two qualities. Number one, he's a Talmud Chacham, and number two, he's a warrior. I guarantee you, if you were to say that he's a warrior, before you say he's a Talmud Chacham, the Rebbe would give the boy a Musar. What's the Iker? Is the Iker that he's a Talmud Chacham, or is the Iker that he's a Gibor? You would say, you would teach him today in yeshiva, the Iker is Torah. Torah does the Iker. Right? They would say, Torah, Torah, Torah. So how come over here, the order is very precise. It says over here, that he will be, Sheyanchil es ha'aretz. It doesn't say he's a Gibor. It doesn't say that. It says is that he will be the one that will inherit the land. It doesn't say how he will inherit the land. It just says the bottom line is Yehoshua will inherit the land and Vilameid Torah li Yisrael. Okay, Vizaro Yemuloi HaGoyim, let's see further. Call, now this refers over here to Ephraim. Ephraim will be Shalitim. Okay, we said over here that Yehoshua. Call Ha'olam Yismalei Yis'ah. So Rashi is coming to the word Yismalei. Kol olam Yismalei b'tzeis shamo his reputation u'shamo k'sheyamid chama b'givayin, when the sun will stand in Givayin, okay, v'yareach b'enek Ayolon, and the moon in the valley of Ayolon. And when Yeshua came to conquer the land, and when Yeshua was fighting some pivotal battles, there was not enough time in the day to finish off the battle, so Yeshua was misfollowed, that the sun should stop short, and the moon also should stop prematurely, so that Yeshua would have time to finish off the battle. When he did this, the whole world was called Ha'olam Yismalei. Now what does that mean? Yismalei was full. B'tzeis Shamoi, when his reputation went forward and his name went forward, regarding the miracle that he did, that the sun, Shemesh Begivon Doim, the sun should stop in Givon. The day was extended. Daylight savings times. Somehow he was able to have the moon and the orbit stop in order that it should be able to go and continue the battle. Now, I don't understand this. Rashi says that when that event happened, that event was Yismalei. The earth was full. What was it full with? Well, Vizaro Yia Meloi Hagoyim, Yismalei. I don't really know what that means. The world was full with what? With what was it full with? It was filled with his name recognition. It was filled with his reputation. I guess so, that's what it means. Every single headline in the entire world mentioned that the name of Yehoshua bin Nun, his reputation spread far and wide. Nilahavdul Elif Alfei Avdolos. It's a fact, people don't realize this. they don't know, no one knows this, is that Trump, before he became president, he did everything for years, in order to gain name recognition. Trump is very smart in this regard. In order to become a president of the United States, the most important thing is name recognition. You can be the smartest, the wisest, you know, the swiftest. It's not going to make a difference. If people do not know who you are, they're not going to vote for you. People have to connect to you. And that's why so many celebrities in this day and age, they have success becoming politicians, even though they have no experience. It's all about name recognition. And in fact, Trump, he actually did many things that Trump did years ago. And people asked him, why are you doing this? So he says he wants name recognition because he may one day want to run for president. And he wants people to know who he is. His television show, You're Fired, whatever it was called, that show gave him enormous name recognition. And when other celebrities claim they might run for office, Oprah, if she would run for office, she would have a very good chance. She has olive eyelids, the right skin color. She's a woman. And the most important thing is name recognition. What do you know about politics? Nothing. Doesn't matter. So here you have this idea. This idea, maybe it's really rooted in the words of Chazal. Name recognition. When Yeshua was successful in stopping the sun and given and the moon, in the Emek Ayoloin, which I'm assuming might be a different battle. I don't know. I forgot my Nach already. But when he was successful in putting the sun to stop in these locations, then his name went forth throughout the entire world, and the world was Malay. Was Malay name recognition, and that is a very significant thing. Kol ha'olam yismali b'tzeis shamay u'b'shmo shamo his reputation u'shmo kishayam racham begivon v'yirech be'emek ayolon. Okay, so let's review what we take out of this one pasuk. We take out of this one pasuk some beautiful ideas. Number one, vayimoyin. Vayimoyin, the Aramaic word vayimoyin is seruf, which means to refuse. It's a word that's used in rabbinic literature regarding a person that refuses to adhere to the summons of a court. The next thing over here is Yodan Digudati Gamu Yelo Om Gamu Yeligal. The Targum is over here that when it comes to Ephraim, Vizaru Yemeloi Hagoyim, according to the Targum, there is no mention whatsoever in the Targum of this idea of name recognition. There appears to be a machloikis between Unkelis and Rashi as to the meaning of the word Meloi Hagoyim. According to the parish of Unkelis, the word Melo means rulership. When you're a ruler, I guess what it means is when you're a ruler, everyone knows who the boss is. If you're a leader, if you're in charge, then you know you have to, he's the authority. Everyone knows who the president is, because I mean you know he's the authority. So it just says shalitim rulers. That's all it says. And Rashi comes in and says he disagrees. Rashi says it's not a matter of rulership, a shalit. It's a reputation, renown. Renown for what? Because he stopped, he did something that was lamala miderech hateva. A magician. Someone that's able to do lamala hateva creates for himself renown, esteem. That's what it means, miloy. The world was full of his reputation. In Targum, he was a shalit. He was a ruler. A ruler all over the world. How does the word miloy come to the word ruler? I really don't know. Maybe we'll pick up again about sorry in a moment. What else do we learn over here from this Rashi? The other chidushim is that when it says yadati gamu yelo'om gamu hu yigdol, yigdol means leadership positions. The leadership position of Menashe is Givain. Gidoin. He will be the leader. And what's the Gidoin? Gidoin did Nisa, miracles. And the brother, Ephraim, he will produce Yahushua. And Yahushua's reputation will spread far and wide regarding the miracle of the Shemesh and the Yerech. I'll give you a little peek quick in the Ma'at Sari. The Ma'at Sari over here in Parshas Vayechi, Pasek Yotes. Right, it says over here, let's see. Yadana, Yiske Uveram. Okay. Yiske Mine. Shulton. Okay, so he has some stuff here. On the word Shulton, Miloi, he says over here, Loi Tirgim Kipshutai. He did not translate the word simply. Shakol Oilam Yismali Mizaroi. Kevon Shlo Hoya Bishum Zman Kola Amen, Mile Mizaro, Ella Bizman Golusam, Shabufuzon Bukomokamaso Amen, Vizuhi Kalol of Lebracha. The uncle is like Kitanga Venezil, Shabir, Sigiin, the Am Mahaya, Rabbi Mohammed, the Gam, the Loki Vishrash, Vishame, Zaro, Male, Hoyla. Alright, so he takes note over here is that no one's saying the Posh of Shan the Posset. Maybe this is another tag. I'm going to say Mizil. You're not going to do that, but it seems it's another interpretation. Mizaro Yemeloi HaGoyim will mean that he will be numerous. He will his the population, the number of his children and grandchildren, the number of the population will be more than anyone else. So no one says that. No, why? Because historically, it never happened. Historically, we do not find that the seed of Yosef was numerous. So it cannot be Vizaro Yehiyem Meloi HaGoyim will be filled throughout the world, meaning that he has many children, that never happened. So it can't be that Pshat. And if you want to go say that it means, and even if you do want to say that it means that he'll have many, many children and they will be scattered throughout the world, that's not a bracha. It is not a bracha for the Jewish people to be scattered throughout the world. The bracha is they should be in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz La'aretz. Therefore, the Targum says, the word Meloi does not mean numerous in number, but rather it means leadership. According to Rashi, it means reputation. It means the name, the reputation of Yehoshua will spread far and wide. Okay, so that's a very interesting pasuk. Definitely some new yidiyos, at least for me. Now we go to the bracha, Pasuk 20. Vayivarechem, and he blessed them, will name on that day, saying, B'cha, in you, Yivarech Yisrael Leymar. In you, who's you? It doesn't say Bochem, it says in you. In you is singular. L'chayra, over here, he's speaking directly, Vayivarechem, B'loshen Rabim. He's speaking over here to both of the children together, Ephraim and Menashe. So the pasuk should be consistent. Bochem, Yivarech Leymar. If you were writing this pasuk in 7th grade in elementary school and the Rebbe would give you an F for such a grammar. Vayivarechem, you bless them, vayamuhu lemar, bochem, yivarech yisho lemar, yisimol kim gifrem yichon asher. And what does the pasuk say? Becho, in the singular. That's grammatically incorrect. So we have to see. Vayivarechem, he blessed them, vayamuhu on that day lemar, saying becho, by you, okay, by you, Yivorech Yisrael Leymar, the Jewish people will bless their saying, Yisimcha, okay, by you shall Israel invoke blessing, okay, saying, Yisimcha Elokim, may Hashem make you, may Hashem set you, the word Yisimcha means to set, may Hashem set you, Ki Ephraim V'chim Nashem. And then the pasuk concludes, Vayosem es Ephraim lifnei Menashe. What does that mean? What does that mean? It says the word sim twice, Yisimcha, and then it says Vayosem. What does that mean? He let go? Or he positioned them in a row, in order? Thus he put Ephraim before Menashe. What do you mean, thus? Thus he put. The English almost sounds like, the English translation, it sounds like that by giving the bracha of Ephraim and Menashe, Ephraim first and Menashe second, we learn here that Ephraim comes before Menashe. I need you to tell me that. Isn't that super obvious? Didn't we learn before that Yaakov put his right hand on Ephraim? Didn't it Yosef tell his father, you're making a mistake? And Yaakov said, I'm not making a mistake. Ephraim comes first. I need you to tell me by Yosef and by giving the bracha first to Ephraim and then Menashe. Oh, and from here we learn, by Yosef es Ephraim lefnei Menashe. Thank you very much. You have stated the super duper obvious. Something here needs explanation. Let's see the Targum. Targum says, oh, v'rechinun, he blessed them. V'loshen Rabin. V'yoyim ahu anate lemar. Boch. Okay, the Targum over here does not change the tense. That's very interesting because the Targum has no problem with this. The Targum very often changes from the singular to the plural and from the plural to the singular. Here the Targum has no, here the Targum over here, all of a sudden, Chayze b'shuva. Here the Targum follows the rules. The Targum is known never to follow the rules regarding singular and plural. Past and present, he also breaks that rule all the time. He breaks those rules like it's pocket change. No rules. Past, present, future is all the same by the Targum. He's never medactic in the grammar regarding, and he's usually not medactic in the Lashon Rabim and the Lashon Yochid. And here he's, all of a sudden, here he's perfect. Uve Rechinun, he blessed them. B'yaymahu anat delimimar. Bach, in you, in the singular, Yivarech Yisrael lemimar Yishavinach. Yishavinach means Yisimcha, that's consistent. Hashem, v'Hashem set you, ki Ephraim v'chimnashe, v'shaveh, he set Yosef Ephraim kodom before Menashe. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, b'cha Yivarech Yisrael. So Rashi ends in something very, very important. B'cha means in you, meaning haba levarech es bonof. A person who comes to bless his children. Rashi, if not for this Rashi, you would not know what this pasuk means. I mean, we maybe take it for granted because this is put into our minds. When it says Yisrael, what does it mean? B'cha Yivarech Yisrael. So Rashi adds in something that it does not say in the pasuk. Children. When the Jewish people, when Yisrael, the Am Yisrael, bless their children. Where did it say that in the pasuk? Bless their children. Three words in English that we have injected into the pasuk that it does not say. They will. The blessing will be that they will say to their children, my child, may you be just like Ephraim and Menashe. Yivarchem bebirchasam, they will bless their children in their blessing. V'yomar, and they will say, each individual livnoi to his son. Yisimcha Elokim Hashem set you ki Ephraim v'chem Menashe. V'yosem Ephraim v'chem Menashe. Bevirchasam l'fnei Menashe. So Rashi is now coming to answer the question, the super obvious. What does it mean that he set Ephraim before Menashe? By doing so, lehagdimoy bidgolim uvechanukas hanesiim. So we hear Rashi is coming to answer the question. The repetition of Ayosim as Ephraim lefnei Menashe, Yaakov Avinu made a change that otherwise would not have happened. In the two things, in the degolim, when they traveled in the desert, everyone went, they traveled in formation, there was an order. If not for Yaakov Avinu, Menashe would have gone first before Ephraim. Because of this event, the pasuk is coming to tell us, this event triggered a change in the Seder of the Degolim. Number two, in the Nesiim, uvachanukas haNesiim, the inauguration of the Mishkan, which is very critical. The inauguration of the Haskalah has an effect. Ephraim comes first before Menashe. That is what this pasuk over here is coming to teach you. This pasuk over here is coming to teach you that the being that he put Ephraim before Menashe, he put the right hand before on Ephraim, that made two major changes. Now I want to suggest to you, this is more of a derush that we would say on Friday. Yaakov Avinu did two things. Number one, the hands. He put the right hand on Ephraim. That itself is a significant act, even without any blessing. Number two, the blessing is he put Ephraim came first in the blessing. When the Jewish people bless their children, they will give kedima to Ephraim before Menashe. May you, my children, may you have the qualities of first Ephraim and then Menashe. So Yaakov did two things. And then Rashi gives us two consequences of this. Number one is the Degolim. Number two is the Chanukas Hanesim. Now, match them up. Match them up. Is the Degolim, L'chari, you go first, the first one to the first one. Putting the right hand on Ephraim is what caused Ephraim to go first in the Degolim. And giving Ephraim, mentioning Ephraim's name before Menashe, is what caused the Chanukas Hanesi'in. In other words, let us say that Yaakov would have only put the right hand on Ephraim, the left hand on Menashe, but when he would recite the blessing, he would say, Yisimcha Elokim kim Menashe uche Ephraim. Then, only one kedima would have occurred, and that would be, let's assume, the Degolim. But when it would come to the Chanukas Hanesim, then Menashe would go first. Let's say Yaakov Avinu would not have switched his hands. He would put the right hand on Menashe, the left hand on Ephraim. But in his blessing, he would say the opposite order. He would say Ephraim and Menashe. Then the Golem, Menashe would go first, Ephraim second. And in the Nesiim, Ephraim would go first. I'm suggesting to you that being that there were two separate events, two separate changes that Yaakov made. Number one, the hands, the location of the hands. Number two, the order of their names being mentioned. That is an indication that there were two changes that were made to Ephraim and Menashe. There were two changes. And if you would only have done one, and only one change. And it requires much more understanding why which corresponds to each one. Okay, so that is Vayazav Elnei Menashe, and that's Targum, okay, that's the Pasuk to Targum, very interesting of these Avinu. But what about Becha? So I think you have to understand what it means Becha in you. Yaakov Avinu, he looked at Ephraim and Menashe as a unit. Even though it says Vayivarachem, he blessed them, B'lashon Rabim, but the blessing was Becha. I view both of you as a unit, an inseparable unit. You're twins. You're joined twins. You're one unit. So they are tzveidinim in Brisker language. They are tzveidinim in Ephraim and Menashe. Mitzad echad vayivarchem b'lashon rabim. There's an Ephraim and there's a Menashe. Hayin l'chud v'hayin l'chud. One has nothing to do with the other. But mitzad sheni, it says b'cha. Ephraim and Menashe is one unit. They're a team. One cannot operate without the other. Okay, go to the next pasuk. Pasuk chav beis. Pasuk chav aleph. Pasuk chav aleph. Vayomer Yisrael Yosef hinei anochi meis. Yisrael says to Yosef, I am going to die. Why would he want to say that? Al tiftach pel satan. How could he say that? You're not supposed to say, I'm going to die. We do that in the 21st century. People are very depressed today. People say all these crazy things. But we have much better expectations from the patriarchs. They wouldn't talk like that. They wouldn't be tiftach pel satan. And yet he says, Vayomer Yisrael el Yosef, hinei, behold, anochi meis, I'm going to die. V'chaya Elokim imochem, Hashem will be with you, v'heshiv eschem, he will return you, el eretz avoseichem. Every time it says the word hinei, you have to stop. The word hinei almost always in the Torah means the unexpected. V'ayhi v'aboyker, v'hinei hileya. Okay? The word hinei usually, almost always, you can find is surprise. The unexpected. What's the unexpected? No one lives forever. What does he say? Hine! Behold! Anochimes, I'm going to die. What? Of course you're going to die. Of course you're going to die. No one lives forever. You know what the answer is? People don't believe it. People really don't believe they're going to die. People in their mind, it's a shock. Really? I'm going to die? Can't be. What do you mean? You think you can be better than all the trillions of people who came before you? All the trillions of people who came before you, they died. You can't think that you're also going to die. That's right, you can't. That's the way it is. It's an amazing phenomenon that people, Hashem gives people so much will to live. Hashem gives people so much will to live. It's Hine. It's the unexpected, such a reality that a person will die. If you look at the world today, okay, without going into politics, with the vaccine, I don't know if you follow all the back channels, besides the mainstream media, you know, there's a lot going on out there regarding, and much more in the, outside the United States, many countries, the intensity of governments to force, literally force every living creature to take the vaccine is incredibly intense. United States is not so intense. But outside the United States, most countries, it's incredible what you read on the news, you see on the news, the intensity. Why is that so? So I'm just telling you a theory. A theory is that people, they really don't want to die. And they love themselves so much. They love themselves so much. They really convinced they're going to live forever. And the thought of leaving this world, of what's going to happen, is so far removed from them. They have to do every possible thing to make sure that it never happens. And if you believe that if every single living creature in this world is vaccinated and you're not going to wipe out the disease, then they'll never come to a matzah when they'll die. They'll never get sick. I mean, it's there's something that's not that's very, it has to be understood. The intensity, incredible thrust of intensity by the vast majority of the world. I really believe it's built a lot on. I'm not getting involved in business. Good, bad, it's none of my business. I'm not a doctor. I don't know anything. I'm not talking about it. I'm just telling you news. Look at the news. There is a very forceful intensity. And it's not just an intensity of, you know, do what's right, follow the rules. There's something much more to it. There's something very deep about it. And I really personally feel it has to do with this pasuk right here. Hine anochi meis. The unexpected. It's not a natural thing for me to die. It's a hine. Could you believe? It's impossible. It's like winning the lottery. Dying is like winning the lottery. It's not a reality. It's the unexpected. And when you look at death in such a fashion, it takes on, life takes on a whole new meaning. Okay, probably what I'm saying is all nonsense, but that's all I am. I say a lot of nonsense. All right, let's see what it says over here in the Targum. The Targum says, Vamar Yisrael Yosef ha anamo is. Ha means behold, I will die. Vihei memrod Hashem besadechoin. Now here we have some added words. Uncle Liz is coming to manipulate the text. It says, I'm going to die. Vihoya Elokim imachem. Now this is perfect. This is mamish right up the alley of Uncle Liz. Unkelis never ever will say Hashem's name alone. Whenever he says Hashem's name, it's pachat pachadim. There has to be a distance. Kodom Hashem. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe. Everything's always before Hashem. Hashem is above and beyond. Don't think Hashem's your buddy. You can just mention him by name. Every time you mention Hashem's name, there has to be extreme reverence. So here when it says, V'hoya Elokim Imachem, Onkelos, Hashem will be with you. What does that mean? Well, Hashem is your buddy? Hashem's your best friend. He's going to sit at home with you and play with you and learn with you and talk to you? Of course not. That's not the way the Targum Unculus operates. He says the Mimrada Hashem. Targum over here adds in a word, like he always does. This is consistent, thoroughly consistent with the approach of the Targum in relation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not used to this. We learn Rashi. Rashi never does this. And the way we learn, especially in the 21st century, is that Hashem is with us. Hashem Tzilcha, Hashem is the Yiminecha, Hashem's on your right side, Hashem is holding you by the hand. As Metayel Imachem Began Eden, it says in the Brachas before the Teichacha, V'hesalachdi b'soichachem, I will walk with you. You'll come into Gan Eden, I'll be there, and you're not going to be afraid of me. That's how we live in the 21st century. We live with this idea that Hashem, you know, he's just one of the guys. He's one of the guys, he's a little bit different. He's our buddy, gives you a tap on the back. You know, he plays baseball with us. That's what we've done to Hashem in this generation. We've really reduced, you know, Hashem made the world with tzimtzum. Hashem is infinite beyond and beyond. Shakai, Hashem, he was mitzamtzem himself, so we're able to relate to him. We have come along and taken the tzimtzum, and we've multiplied it much, much more, and we're mitzamtzem Hashem to make believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's our buddy. The Targum doesn't like that at all. Never like that, never will like that. The Targum always, what he does is, whenever he mentions Hashem's name, he tries to go back to undo the tzimtzum. Don't forget, you have nothing in common with Hashem. Zero. He's not your buddy. Hashem is infinite above and beyond. And whenever you mention Hashem's name, there should be awe and reverence. And therefore, he always pairs Hashem's name with some other expression. So here, V'hoya Elokim Imachem, the Word of God will be with you. Not God. God's not with you. You're not worthy that Hashem should be with you. Hashem is above and beyond. Hashem's watching. Hashem's in control. Hashem knows everything. But when you go talk about an expression, Hashem is with you, means the Word of Hashem. Okay, this is a very important yisod that we always come back to over and over again. Only the Targum does this, not Rashi. Rashi has taken HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he has brought us into our lives. If you only had Rashi for that alone, it would be worth everything. Could you imagine living in a world where there was no Rashi and the only parish in the Chumash would be the Targum? Then we would be living in a very different world for one reason only. Because the Targum does not personalize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Targum takes HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he puts him out in left field. He puts him far away. He tries to create HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a flavor of Roimimus. He's not your buddy. Rashi, the Rabban Shel Kol Yisrael's greatest impact upon Klal Yisrael, I believe, is the way Rashi refers to Hashem. He has broken with the traditional translation. The Targum until the time of Rashi was the only translation. It was the only way to learn Chumash. The only way to learn Chumash was with Unkelus. Unkelus says it all. And when you live in a world with Unkelus, your relationship with Hashem is Muvdal. Rashi's greatest accomplishment, forget about the commentary, is when he talks about Hashem, he's your buddy. He's your buddy. He plays baseball with you. He watches YouTube with you. They would throw me out of yeshiva so fast for this. You know, I have here now, right outside the door now, I have a Rosh, one of the Chaim in Rosh Shivas. He comes every day to hide. In Shvidrin, he comes to hide because he needs to prepare Shiurim. And if he stays in yeshiva, everyone drives him crazy. So he comes here in the afternoon to prepare the Shiurim. He hides. If I talk too loud, he already left now. When I come here every day, he's packing up to go. Sometimes he stays a little bit longer and he eavesdrops on the shiur and he tells me he makes comments. If he heard me now, he would throw me out. But really, what I'm saying is true. I'm saying it's true. This is a major fundamental difference in the approach of Rashi and Unkelus, and this, I believe, is Rashi's greatest accomplishment. He took HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he took away, to a degree, a certain degree of reverence. Why? Because Rashi lived much later than Uncas, about 1,000 years. And just like we see in our generation, the entire approach is the Rebbe, the Rosh Hashiva, is your buddy, he's your friend. He's your friend. Today, in the 21st century, a Rav will not succeed if he creates a gap and a distance between him and his members. Maybe you'll have exceptions. You have people that are so holy, they're so great, they're so knowledgeable, they have so much Yiras Shamayim, maybe then it works. But our generation doesn't produce those type of people anymore. It's not even possible for our generation to produce people of that caliber. And the Rabbanim, the Gedolei Yisrael today, they're different. And that difference you see from society demands that they be closer to their constituents. And that's what Rashi did. Rashi, and you know, when Rashi says it all, when it says in the brachas before the Teichacha, v'hisalachti b'soichichem, Rashi on that pasuk there, you'll enter Gan Eden, and I'll also come into Gan Eden, and I'll walk around in Gan Eden, and I'll schmooze, and you won't be afraid of me. Uncleus would shudder, would go out of his mind if he saw that Rashi. That is connected everything that Uncleus stands for. Because every single time in his commentary, he creates this awe and distance. And Rashi never, ever does that. And ad kedei kach, on this particular pasuk, v'salachti b'sechachem, rather teichacha, I'll be metayel in Gan Eden, and you won't be afraid of me. Unbelievable. So here, it's unique, because normally when the Targum does this, he says the word kodom. Kodom. He adds one word. Kodom Hashem. Before Hashem. Here, he does the same thing, different. This is unique. This is not common. We were learning uncles for a long time, Baruch Hashem, and when he pairs Hashem's name, I don't ever recall him naming the Memra. It's always Kodom Hashem. Here it's Memra. V'haya Elokim Imachem, the word of Hashem, will be where? B'sadechoin, at your assistance. Another word that does not appear in the pasuk. It's bold and bold. It's not in the pasuk. Okay, that's really good. This is gold. I never saw a Targum, Mishnah. I never saw a Targum all the years. Not that I ever learned Targum. I learned the Targum only to you who come at night and learn with me. But I never recall reading a Targum, a Chumash, that has Targum on the page, that puts in bold all of the funny words that don't really fit. And this website, Safaria, you know, they plagiarize a lot of things here. Okay, they're not embarrassed. They stole a lot of things over here. I wonder if they have rights in everything they did. But the English they selected, I'm sorry, this is not a good English. I don't like the English. I don't know where they got this English from. I don't know who did this English. This English over here is nishtahi nishtaher. It's a big mishmash. I don't know what in the world's going on in this English. But the Uncleus is gewaldic, is second to none, where they put in bold all of the words that really do not fit are the unexpected translations. There are more diyukim in the Uncleus, but this is really amazing. B'sadechoin, v'yosev yoschoin, he will return you la'ara de'avo haschoin, to the land of your forefathers. Okay? El eretz avoyseichem. Okay. Now let's see Rashi. Va'ani, what's going on in the wrong pasuk? What's going on over here? Okay, va'ani. Okay, there's no Rashi. How do you like that? How do you like that? No Rashi. Wow, it's already 8:04. It's already time is up. All right, but one thing. I want to take away to recap. A lot of nice things tonight, but one thing to remember: there are two yesoides we learned about Uncleus. Number one, about Rashi. Number one, his commentary is a commentary on Uncleus. Yesoid number two, Rashi has taken away the separation between us and Hashem. He brought Hashem closer to us. These are two major differences, you said this, we learn Rash Unklus. Okay, Rabbi Isai, thank you so much for coming. I enjoyed the shiur very, very much. Thank you for coming. Have a wonderful evening. All the best to you all. Good night.
Thank you, Rabbi Levine.
Good night, Rabbi.
Good night, good night. Mr. How are you? Mr. Mishlan, how are you? How's everything by you?
Very well, Baruch Hashem.
I see you have a new sign-in tonight. I see it says Susan Glatter. Normally it says the Gladders.
You know what? I had a woman's shoe last night, so I put my name on it.
Okay, good, 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 good.
I forgot to change.
It's fine, it's fine. I'm sure Mr. Glatter is very proud to go under your name.
Okay. Okay, I'll put Heshi's name back.
No. It's fine. No. It's fine.
If it's Susan, then it's Heshi. We're both here.
I know that. That I know.
Both names are on the checking account.
Okay. Have a good night. Be well.
Be nice.
Mayor, wake up, Mayor. What happened to you? Mayor, you fell asleep over here. I put you to sleep.